The waste and refuse left at homeless encampments has been an issue for many local governments, including the city of Eugene. Earlier this summer, we reported on ongoing efforts to clean up several islands in the Willamette River.
Guys, we have about 3 feet left of the trailer. About 3 feet left of the trailer.
But it's also a problem beyond city limits. Recently, KLCC's Brian Bull ventured out into the Willamette National Forest to check on cleanup efforts there as well.
Good morning. Anybody home?
About 40 yards in from the Willamette River near Oak Ridge, Paul Wagner nears a campsite. A faded orange tent sits next to a pile of mud cake griddles and pans, along with what might have once been a beanbag or easy chair. A rotting smell looms over the site.
Anybody home?
The odor intensifies when Wagner opens the tent. Moldy clothes, spoiled food, and a soggy floor mottled with mildew greet him. He pokes through a cardboard box with a long pincher.
I found an open carton of milk and eggs. I bet you they're good.
It's unclear how long the campsite's been here. Some in this volunteer cleanup crew guess half a year, maybe longer. Chloe Goldade Holbrook, a natural resource specialist with the Middle Fork Ranger District, approaches Wagner in the tent. She removes a bright orange sticker from her coat.
Maybe we can throw the sleeping bag in the tent and take the whole thing.
We gotta leave the tent for right now. So there's the orange sticker that I'll write on there. I'll put the date on it. I'll put that on the tent and we'll come back in a couple weeks. And if the tent's still here with the orange sticker, it means it's truly abandoned. Okay. And then we'll remove the tent.
Okay. Later, at a gravel lot near Salmon Creek, Chiara Cipriano of the Willamette National Forest slides on a pair of blue latex gloves. She helps Goldade Holbrook bag trash found in the tall grass.
Oh gosh, lots of shotgun shells, some shot up cans.
We have some broken glass just behind me. Sometimes there can be drug paraphernalia, there can be human waste,
broken bottles, styrofoam,
chemicals, propane tanks, and all of this can pose a risk to forest, to visitors, and to the watershed and ecosystem.
People can legally camp for 14 days in most areas of the forest, though some obviously stay well past that limit. With 1.6 million acres of land, it's hard to enforce camping rules and monitor trash, hazardous materials, and human waste that can pile up at many non-recreational campsites.
Currently, the Willamette National Forest is spending about $250,000 just reacting to the issue, you know, through law enforcement time, just the cost of hauling off waste. And, you know, none of this money is accounted for in a budget line, so it has to come from other program areas.
Recently, during the annual Great Willamette Cleanup event, Oak Ridge Mayor Kathy Holston watched two dumpsters in a local park get stuffed to capacity, with nearly 30 bags of trash gathered by 20 volunteers.
Here comes another truck.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. I see a dog cage and some netting. Who knows what we'll find in this one.
Holston says her community has a warming center, yet some homeless people prefer to stay in the woods. And they aren't just individuals.
We have seen a little bit of an uptick in families trying to find a place to be. Now is the time they start moving around and trying to figure out, okay, now where do I go for the winter?
While Holston and other volunteers are sympathetic to the plight of the homeless, the issue of garbage and waste left at encampments is a growing concern.
Circumstances may be beyond their control, but there's nothing ever beyond the control of throwing away your own garbage.
Sarah Deardall, executive director of the Middle Fork Willamette Watershed Council, says this past year seems especially bad for homeless encampments and trash.
If there was a way that folks could be informed of places where they could properly dispose of their trash, also just proper dispersed camping etiquette in terms of burying human waste and making sure that they understand the impacts to the environment that leaving their garbage has.
Whether Oak Ridge continues to see the issue improve or not, there seem to be plenty of volunteers eager to keep the area pristine and clean, even if it means their vehicles aren't, after a day's work.
My car will never smell the same.
No. But our dog will love it.
Yes, your dog will be happy with the new smells in your car.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service is reaching out to community service groups, including the Whitebird Clinic, to discuss homeless encampments and environmental concerns. The first public working session is November 14th at the City of Eugene's Public Works Department. Brian Bull, KLCC News in Oak Ridge.